They would mourn over no common dangers, trials, and calamities, for the road of duty has been to them the path of pleasantness, the way of peace. Their memory of the past would be rich in gratitude to God and love to man. Their enjoyment of the present would be a prelude to heavenly bliss. Their prospects of the future, bright and glorious as faith and hope. Such was the reception of Lafayette the warrior. Such would be that of Robert Raikes, the Howard of the Christian Church. And which is the nobler benefactor, patriot, and philanthropist? Mankind may admire and extol Lafayette more than the founder of the Sunday schools, but religion, philanthropy, and enlightened common sense must ever esteem Robert Raikes the superior of Lafayette. His are the virtues, the services, the sacrifices of a more enduring and exalted order of being. His counsels and triumphs belong less to time than to eternity. The fame of Lafayette is of this world. The glory of Robert Raikes is of the Redeemer's everlasting kingdom.